Segment 2. Computer programs have grown considerably more violent over the past decade, prompting regulations similar to those affecting movies. So, just as movies have a rating system designating what people can see on the basis of age, computer games have a similar rating system. The fear is that the computer games make young people more prone to antisocial behavior. But are such worries warranted? Mary explores this issue in her report.
Whenever there's a violent crime involving a teenager, somewhere in the report, there is reference to the assailant's habit of playing first-person shooter games. These are computer games in which the person takes a weapon and basically shoots at different people, usually in some sort of combat. But even if players of these games don't go out and shoot real people, there are fears that they develop aggressive behavior. But is this true? Brian Brooks, professor of media studies, explains.
First-person shooter games first appeared about 20 years ago. Despite their violence, or perhaps because of it, they were initially seen as a harmless form of entertainment. As graphics improved and as computers became more powerful, these games started becoming impressively realistic. However, three highly publicized incidents in which heavily armed teenagers committed heinous crimes in high schools drew a different type of attention to such games. In their search for what provoked these crimes, pundits started blaming violent computer games. It's unfortunate because, despite these tragic incidents, teen violence has fallen off since 1990, when such games first appeared. And gun ownership among teens has also been decreasing. In several studies since 2002, no connection has ever been established between computer games and violence among young people.
So basically, computer games do not make people violent. Are you saying then that these games have no adverse effects? For instance, aren't they addictive? Don't they stunt the development of certain cognitive skills?
I'm amazed at how people demonize these games. Are they addictive? I guess, but so is TV. As for limiting cognitive skills, it is emerging that first shooter games may actually have benefits. In 2010, researchers at Leiden University showed that playing first-person shooter games enhances mental flexibility. The Leiden study found that first shooter players are better at multitasking than non-players. First shooter games require players to react quickly and to shift constantly between numerous simultaneous duties. Another interesting study was conducted at our own university. We got a group of 50 teenagers to play Grand Theft Auto, a game with a lot of violence, for 2 hours. We then gave them a questionnaire in which we tried to establish their feelings towards the game and what it taught them. 100% of them said they would never consider stealing a car. 85% said they could not imagine themselves firing a gun at another person. Our results showed that first shooter games, or perhaps any violent computer game, actually discourages teenagers from being violent, because teenagers are allowed to see the ugly consequences of violence.
Computer games, even the more violent kind, are pure entertainment. They are no better or worse than violent movies and TV programs. If a teenager commits a violent crime, the reasons behind that crime run far deeper than what computer games that person plays.
According to the program, what causes teenagers to commit violent crimes? Why did people start becoming concerned about first-person shooter games? 43. According to the program, what is the connection between teen violence and computer games? 44. According to the program, what seems to be one benefit of first-person shooter games? Regarding first-person computer games, which statement would the speakers probably agree with?